You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Popularity and acceptance and liberation are heady mix these days. But the end of that mix is more often being mixed up than getting it all together.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Help us, Lord God, to get our lives together with faith and hope toward you as we see you in Jesus Christ your Son, and with love toward you and one another, by which we are bound to do your will and be helpful to one another. In the name of Jesus, our helper, we pray. Amen. Without hope, there is no future. Losing hope, people have been known to give up and even to die. Without faith, there is no hope. Not having faith or losing faith, people have been known to fall apart, their lives going to pieces with them. I'm not telling you anything new. You can see the destructive effects of lack of hope and lack of faith all around you. You might see them right inside you. This is something anybody can see. Viktor Frankl, a respected psychiatrist, himself a prisoner during World War II, writes movingly in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, of the necessity of hope. It is a peculiarity of man, writes Mr. Frankl, that he can only live by looking to the future. Sub species aeternitatis, beneath the vision of eternity. And this is his salvation in the most difficult moments of his existence. That's why the faith of Christ, when it was first proclaimed, had such appeal and turned the lives of people upside down. Have faith in Christ, said people like Paul, and not in yourselves. Have faith in Christ, who died for the sins of all of us, and rise with him again to life as he was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. After assuring themselves that Christ really rose from the dead, people got the idea and began to get it together. They really got it together in Christ. Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, said Paul, live in union with him. Keep your roots deep in him. Build your lives on him and become stronger in your faith as you were taught and be filled with thanksgiving. Life in union with Christ may look like a dream to some people, but it is as real as Christ is real. If Christ is not real to you, of course, faith and hope will not be real to you either. It's true that Christ died for you and rose again. As you begin to live in union with him, faith and hope take root in him, and you can build your life on him. You begin to get it together. It's not a complicated thing to understand. What God does for people in Christ is to save them. God saves, and he gives life. St. Paul put it this way. God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to his cross. On that cross, Christ freed himself from the power of spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives in his victory procession. Christ himself, by his death in the body of his flesh, won out over sin and death, which have always won out over everybody else except Christ. He died and rose again. Christ lives. And something happens to people who live in union with him. They have faith and hope. They begin to live again. It's like being born again. They begin to get it together. Along with faith and hope, there's one last link in the chain of completeness, said Paul in his letter to the Colossians. That last link is love. Without love, there's no faith and there's no hope. Maybe that's why people are turned off by so much that passes for faith and hope, even on the part of people who claim that their faith and hope are in Christ. There's no love in them. They're just as selfish as they ever were. They're just as envious as other people are. They're just as hateful as their neighbors, and sometimes even more so. They obviously have not got it together themselves. To get it together, said St. Paul, love is indispensable. You are the people of God, he said. He loved you and chose you for his own. So then you must clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever one of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. Love is not just a final coat of paint to make everything look good. It's not something you get to just before you die. It's the main sign of faith and hope. People who say they have faith and hope and don't have love have nothing. The apostles were always saying that, as St. James did. Faith without works, that is, without love, is dead. Love is the proof of the pudding. It's the pudding our world needs, not as dessert, but as the main course of life. True people of God, who have faith and hope in Jesus Christ, put on new clothes every morning. The threads of those clothes are compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. People in union with Christ are considerate of one another, and they forgive one another, with the real conviction that they themselves have been forgiven by the grace of God in Christ. Put that all together in one word, and you've got love. And to everything else, add love, which is the final link in the chain of completeness. Love is getting it all together. Love comes from God. It's what St. Paul said. It's what St. John said. It's what St. Peter said. It's what all the apostles of Jesus Christ said. They all experienced the love of God in Jesus Christ, whom they knew personally, believed personally, and followed personally in love. There was no bitterness in these people, as there was no bitterness in Christ. When he was cursed, he did not curse in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten those who caused him suffering. He had it all together. He took death itself with the courage of a son who has hope, faith, and love for God, whom he knew personally to be his Father. Jesus Christ had the courage to be offered as a sacrifice for the offenses of people who might never pay any attention to what he had done. He had the courage to love people who hated him. He had the courage not to come down from the cross, even though he had the power to do so. Jesus Christ had courage, and for that his Father gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue call him Lord. It takes courage to follow Jesus Christ with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. It takes courage to love when everything else but love seems to be having a field day. That's the world that's falling apart, where people are urged to get it together and no amount of getting it all together seems to work. In his kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, where he is king, people have the courage to love. To everything else, add love, which is the final link in the chain of completeness, the glue that binds all things together in perfect unity, the power to get it all together. Where people begin to get it together with faith and hope and love, you have a family. Families are under tremendous pressure these days. Families are falling apart. Alienation is growing. Couples are separating. The divorce rate is climbing. Children are rebelling. And people are actually talking about the breakup of the family. It is happening in all kinds of families, even those who've always thought of themselves as good families. These were good people to whom Paul gave this advice, which is more than just good advice. It's a factual statement of what people and families need to get it all together. It is what fathers and mothers need, what children need, what grandparents need, what uncles and aunts need, what all together need to get it all together. In a family, generally speaking, people live together 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's a golden opportunity for people to give to each other that warmth and closeness and love that each wants and each one needs to become mature. Why then are families falling apart? Why are books being written about the future of the family? Why do people have to struggle to have close relationships? Why is it so hard to share thoughts and feelings with others who are always with you? The answer is simple. We're all human. Put in another way, that people often like to avoid, we are all sinners. We're all less than perfect. What is more, there are times when we are positively punk. Sin is a powerful force, driving people apart. It drives them apart from God and also apart from one another. It even drives people to fall apart themselves. A father cannot admit that he has made a mistake, and neither can his boy. Mothers just don't make mistakes, and neither do their daughters. That's pride. Along with pride go prejudice and passion, powerful forces by which pride does its work. Pride is a great cover-up, but it never gets things together. That has to be done out in the open. Openness with God demands repentance. Repentance is not enough. Saying you're sorry is important, maybe even indispensable, but it never saved anybody. People are saved by faith, which comes from God, and by hope, which comes from God, and by love, which comes from God. By faith, people get hope, which comes from God. With hope, people have the courage to love, which also comes from God. It isn't so much that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son to be a sacrifice for our sins. Now let's love one another. Faith, hope, and love are all born at Christ's cross, where God showed his hand in canceling the unfavorable record of our debts and nailed it to his cross. On that cross, Christ freed himself from all the powers that defeat us and showed how a conqueror really acts. With faith in Christ, his people, the people of God, can be more than conquerors through him that loved us with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, all of which are the marks of the true conqueror. Put it all together and you've got love, which is the final link in the chain by which God binds himself to his people and binds them to one another. For many women, the fruit that looks good today is liberation. Women will be goddesses if they're liberated from woman's traditional role. Women are coming to see, however, that liberation without love is a bitter fruit when you bite into it. Liberation without love hurts women, hurts men, and hurts children. Maybe that's why so many liberated women look and feel so unfulfilled, so unsuccessful in getting it all together. Many young people are attracted by the good-looking fruit of popularity and acceptance, with lots of friends and fun. Eating that fruit, young people often discover that they have abandoned the warm closeness of a family when they spend all their time partying with their peers. Popularity and acceptance are a heady mix for a while, but the end of all that mix is more often being mixed up than getting it all together. As faith is received from God, so love has to be learned from God. God gives love. All of us have to learn to give love and to accept love. It's not something you can buy or something you can demand. Love has to be given. Love is not self-interest or the instinct to love and preserve ourselves first. It's not something you give in order to get what you need. There are husbands who see their wives not as partners, but as cooks, housekeepers, and babysitters for their children. It's very popular these days to depict wives as just someone with whom you can go to bed legally. That's not love. Though all these activities bloom beautifully in true love. There are wives who don't really marry husbands. They pick daddies who they hope will give them what they want when they cry for it. Or repairmen who will keep the home in order. There are mothers and fathers who are so eager for devotion that they will try to buy it from their children. There are parents who want children only so they can live out their fantasies through their children. There are children who see parents only as a way of getting what they want when they want it. And all they have to do to get what they want is to learn to play their cards right. That's not love. That's pride. At work, in the family. That's sin. It's the stuff that causes disintegration rather than getting it all together. Love gets it all together. Love covers a multitude of sins. Anger, passion, and hateful feelings do arise in a family, but love is powerful enough to overcome even those feelings. Love is powerful when it has those Christ-like qualities of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Love has that power, tied to faith in Christ and hope in Christ. All go together. The warm conviction of faith in Christ, the tough fortitude of hope in Christ, and then love. Love gets it all together. It's the fulfilling of the law, love toward God, and love toward one another. From Christ, my friend, learn compassion. Christ helps us to understand pain and to heal the bruises pain causes. From Christ, learn kindness. Christ helps you to put up with someone who drives you up the wall. From Christ, learn humility, gentleness, and patience, those qualities that enable us to see our own faults and failings in such a way as not to be too quick to judge or condemn or criticize unfairly. From Christ, my friend, learn love, the bond which ties all those Christ-like qualities together and enables you to put it all together. Love gives and forgives. The secret of all this is the Spirit of Christ, His Holy Spirit, who works in people with faith and hope in Christ. He works. The final evidence of the presence of the Spirit of God in your life is love that you can see and everybody can see. Love is the evidence of faith and the harbinger of hope in Christ. It's the present reality, a kind of down payment on eternity. Have faith and hope in Christ, my friend, and get it all together with love. Pray to God for the grace and power to get rid of that old self-centered stuff so that you may go with Christ in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Thank God for the ability to do the impossible, to forgive, and add to all those qualities love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. Get it all together in Christ with love, and power will flow throughout your family. Getting it together in love is for your family and for the whole human family. Amen.